This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU FM. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thornton to talk about events happening in the area. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So I was scrolling through the Act Locally Waco website, and I saw that today there's a quilt shop hop, kind of like a convention center at the convention center.
Yeah, at the convention center. It's an annual event, comes up every year. It'll be today and tomorrow at the convention center. So if you are into quilting, this is your weekend.
This is your event.
to go check that out at the convention center. All the new technology that goes along with quilting. It's a real art form, so that'll be a lot of fun. Okay. And then tonight, kind of a fun thing, if you like country folk music, at Waldo's Coffee House, Albert and Gage will be performing. They come through 2-3 times, at least once a year, and they will be performing at Waldo's Coffee House, which is the coffee house that they do at the Unitarian Church. Mm-hmm. And so that's always nice. Suggested donation, $12. And they will be starting at, doors open at 7:30, and they'll be starting at 8.
That sounds like a great way to cap your Friday night.
Yeah.
Get you ready to go into the weekend.
Kind of mellow, relaxing, nice, fun music.
And we have on Saturday morning, we have the farmers market returning from kind of the holiday break.
Yes. They go all through. One thing that some people don't understand about the farmers market is that they are year round.
They don't
close down in the winter.
Oh, okay.
So they are there with your
veggies and
local
goodies, yeah.
veggies and goodies, locally made goodies. So check out the farmers market. And also, hopefully you haven't done away with your Christmas tree yet, because Saturday morning is chipping of the green.
Oh.
And if you take your, obviously real Christmas tree over.
They don't want plastic ones.
To Paul Tyson Field parking lot, which is on Lake Air Drive at between 10 and 3. They have the chippers there, and they'll chip your tree into a nice bag of good-smelling mulch that you can use in your yard. So chipping of the green, don't miss out on that. Also, Saturday, the Waco Poet Society is kicking off. They will be meeting at Rufy's Cocina. So you can bring your poetry to share, spoken word, open mic. It's a great time, great community. That all kicks off at 7:15.
And that's free and open to the public.
Oh, yeah, totally open to the public. Great group of folks, very welcoming. If you are at all interested in that kind of thing, I would encourage you
where you need to be.
Participate. Plus, Rufy's Cocina, really good food.
And on Sunday, continuing with that theme of writing and kind of these creative outlets, in the words of women, is hosting a kickoff event, like a writer circle.
Right.
And kind of just talk, meet other writers and kind of nourish your writing skills.
Yeah. I mean, writing is a craft, and it takes practice to get good at it. In the words of women writing circle, that's what they do. They get together, they encourage each other, they support each other, they help each other get to be better writers. So if you're interested in that, they are kicking off Sunday at 1:30 at Waco Central Library.
And what do we have heading into the week?
Heading into the week, one thing I want to let people know about on Monday is the Heart of Texas Autism Network Support Group will be meeting. They will meet at 6 o'clock at the Austin Avenue United Methodist Church. That is a very supportive group for folks who have autistic children. That is a challenge, and it goes better with a lot of support from people who understand. So that'll be 6 o'clock on Monday. And also on Monday, the Act Locally Waco Book Club will be meeting. Oh. We will be discussing The Road to Character, which is David Brooks' latest book, and it's a terrific discussion. If you would like to join in on that, email me for the details. My email is on the website.
And these are books that discuss themes that we feel are important to the city of Waco.
We try to pick books that cover issues that we think are important to Waco. So this was sort of our holiday book. It's more kind of basically about character and how people develop good character. But we've discussed all kinds of books related to poverty and race and city planning and every different kind of topic you can imagine that we think would be important to Waco.
And on Tuesday, there's this real interesting project I saw on the Act Locally Waco website, On-Field Media Project, and it helps nonprofits to kind of learn to tell these stories that I'm sure that a lot of interesting stories go through their doors, and it just helps them kind of get that skill set.
Yes, I thought this was fascinating because, like you said, nonprofits have wonderful stories to tell, but, you know, their expertise is not necessarily in media. So what this workshop does is help nonprofit folks use the tools they have, even if it's just like the camera on your phone, to better tell their story of their nonprofit. And this, to me, if you work for a nonprofit, this is a great opportunity because this training would usually cost thousands. But because of the generosity of NeighborWorks and some other partners, it's being offered here for $15.
Wow. And that's at NeighborWorks Waco, starting that out. Tuesday at 9 in the morning.
Yes, it's a 2 or 3 day workshop, I think. So it's a little bit of a commitment, but should be very rich learning.
And worth it, yeah.
Yeah, worth it. And then Wednesday, kind of a fun thing. It's the anniversary of the Veggie Van.
All right, the Veggie Van.
Yes, the World Hunger Relief Veggie Van that goes around town and helps people get access to fresh vegetables. They're celebrating their anniversary and also a new partnership they formed with United Healthcare. So they will be having a little reception at Brook Oak Senior Residences, which is right at the corner of 18th and Concord. So swing by. That'll be from 1 to 2 on Wednesday and get some veggie snacks from the Veggie Van. So that's fun. And then Thursday, I think this is kind of interesting too. If you've been reading in the news about the climate conference
that was in Paris, yeah,
recently held in Paris, we have a person here in Waco, Alan Northcutt, who's quite passionate about climate issues. And he will be speaking at the Waco Friends of Peace Climate Meeting, which is going to be at Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. At Paparolo's, and he actually attended that conference in Paris, and so he's going to be sharing his reflections and what he learned from that conference on Thursday.
Sounds like a good and informative event to attend.
I know. I think it just sounds really fascinating. So,
well, Ashley, that's a lot of events for the week to do, so thank you for stopping by, and as always, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me. See you next week.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.